The scheme is not perfect. No scheme will be when you're trying to administer a scheme that's again, a grant towards people rebuilding their houses, making them safe again, their family home. So there were still some issues that had to be still teased out when I finished in that department. But I was glad that we got the scheme approved and up and running and is being rolled out. It was always going to probably be slow to get off the ground in terms of an impact in reaching all the houses. But there's no end date to the scheme. It will go on for a number of years. We know there's potentially 3,000 or 4,000 houses in Donegal that are affected by this. Hopefully that's not the case. We are aware of over 1,000, but there is now a scheme in place to redress this and to pay out and to fix people's homes. It doesn't cover all the costs. I firmly believe that the bank and lending institutions need to be part of that conversation for that remaining 10%.
But it seems in many cases the problem is they're not, and questions being asked locally in Donegal as to whether the government really did enough to persuade the banks to be more involved.
Yeah, and all, I mean, I'd be well on record of saying in my last two meetings with the Mica Action Group as well as in the Dáil that was a conversation that had to happen as we published the new scheme, as we were implementing it in the rollout. Because if I was a lending institute or a bank, they have a fair, you know, if there's a large debt on a house, which there is in many cases here, the asset is going to be fixed, and it's going to be, you know, apart from a family home, it's also an asset that the bank have a mortgage over. It will be left in perfect condition. So in my view, the banks have a very strong interest in making this work and making this happen.